Now, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Randall Carter. I'm a member of Fairhaven Missionary Baptist Church in Sistersville, West Virginia. I almost forgot the town. We just moved there a little while, about a year ago. And so we came down this way. Brother Jeff had called us to come down this way. I don't think he had realized that we had moved up there yet. But we were very pleased to come down and try to serve the Lord.
Amen.
We have a small congregation, a very small building to worship in, but yet the Lord is there, and wherever Amen. Two or three are gathered in His name, there you'd be in the midst of us.
Amen.
So that's the great thing about the Lord. He's not He doesn't choose, people or anything. God looks on the inside and not what's on the outside.
Okay.
And so that's the great thing about it. You keep seeking.
Amen.
You keep seeking. Don't give up because I'm up here speaking or because anything else happens. You keep seeking the Lord.
Amen.
That's the most important thing. We came tonight with a thought on our hearts from the Lord. And I know the Lord is not one to... He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not one to change things very often. But I have been had the opportunity to have a thought on my mind, but it wasn't what the Lord wanted. So if the Lord changes anything, it's going to be up to Him, not me, tonight. And so, but we're going to be reading out of the book of 1 Kings in the 3rd chapter. And our thought tonight is about wisdom in God. Now, this young lady has come up this way tonight. She has made a choice in her life. Choose you this day whom ye will serve.
Amen.
By this action, she's showing that she wants the Lord.
Amen.
But she has got to truly want Him with her heart and not just a mind or a desire of nature.
Yeah.
It's got to be spiritual. And to gain that spiritual knowledge of the Lord or the fear of, through the fear of the Lord, one must understand the danger that they get in, and that is the danger of hellfire and damnation forever and forevermore, everlasting, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. They are going to have to feel that pain within their heart just as I did. The night that I got saved at Old Macedonia Church back in 1972 as a 10-year-old boy, there that night, that happened to me. I went to church. I was not under conviction at all. I didn't really understand about salvation, but my heart got pricked that night as I was outside the doors of the church with another 10-year-old boy. And the Lord let me know that I was separated from Him. In other words, I was lost. And I began to seek the Lord. I didn't know what to do, so I went to that 10-year-old boy, and I'm thankful he was saved. He didn't really know what instructions to give me as a young man, new in the Lord. But he said, "You go tell your brother inside." I didn't want to do that. I was reluctant to follow the Lord, the drawing power of the Lord. But I said, "I don't want to." He said, "If you don't go tell him, I'm going to." So that encouraged me to go tell my brother who was inside. Well, I bowed down in the back of the church house. It's not quite this big, but it's about the third pew up back there. I had another brother get saved there just two nights before. I thought, well, if he can get saved there, I can too. Didn't work for me that way. I got into more trouble. I got closer and closer to falling into that lake of fire. And I felt that within me. So finally, I got under enough trouble, enough conviction, and all knowing what I truly needed, knowing that there was no way out of it but to the Lord, I left that spot back there knowing it wasn't happening back there, and I ran to the altar. There is no virtue in this bench, brothers and sisters. There's no power in this bench or place. It's just a good place to come where others can bow with you. And our prayers for you are to strengthen you and to lift them up, but it's not going to save them, as a lot of people try to preach that it does in this old wicked world today. But I bowed down there, and I don't know how long I was down there. It seemed like an eternity to me that night, but it's probably just a few hours, maybe an hour or so. And, I was very terrified of storms back then. And there came a storm outside. It was clear night when we went there. But there came a storm outside. It knocked out all the lights of the church. People didn't give up back then. They went home. They got the coal oil lanterns. They got candles. They brought them back to the church. There was about 7 or 8 of us on the altar. Others bowed to other places in the church. People were concerned for the lost then. And which we as the church need to be more today than we ever have been. At this day and time, we are in such a worse shape. This world is in such a wicked shape. I believe since the days of Noah. I'll be honest with you. I think it's just the worst time that this world could ever be in. But they went home. They got all this because they were concerned for our souls. They didn't say, well, the power's out. Let's go home. It's going to get hot in here or anything like that. They stayed with us. We prayed. Well, it wasn't very long. All the electricity was out and all. The Lord lifted me up. And I just turned around, raised my head, and I turned around. There was enough light from a candle or lantern there. I just nodded my head. That's all I had to do, is just nod my head. Boom, the lights came back on, everything. Everybody was shouting. I mean, my soul was saved. I always say, I saw the light. I'm thankful to say that. I saw the light. It was a physical light on this way, but I saw the spiritual light before I ever saw any other light, brothers and sisters. That's the great thing about this testimony. I saw the light. It lifted me up. I was ready to go to do the things that the Lord wanted me to do. I prayed to Him. I begged Him. I said, Lord, I'll do whatever You want me to do. And then the first time He wanted me to do something, I stopped. How many of you have ever done that? We're all guilty of it, I'm sure. But through the power and the trust in the Holy Spirit, which leads and guides us, we gain wisdom in the Lord. Through the fear of God. The fear of God, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, we find in the book of Proverbs, as it reads there, and I believe it's the first chapter there. In this third chapter, we read about Solomon, who was to be the wisest man in the world. He was not yet given that ability. He had not asked for that at this time. But he had made a relationship with the Pharaoh of Egypt. Now, this was the king of Israel. After all the bondage and everything, who has made this with Egypt. The king of Israel made a relationship with the king of Egypt, or the Pharaoh. And the Pharaoh gave him a wife or a daughter for a wife. And went on down, and it says that, as we read in this, it says, and Solomon made affinity with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and took Pharaoh's daughter and brought her into the city of David until he had made an endless building of his own house and the house of the Lord and the wall of Jerusalem round about it. Only the people sacrificed in high places because there was no house built unto the name of the Lord until those days. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David, his father, only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that there was great high place, and 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer unto that altar. In Gibeon the Lord appeared unto Solomon in a dream by night and said, ask what I shall give. And Solomon said, thou hast showed thy servant David, my father, great mercy. According as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee, and thou hast kept him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit in his throne as it is this day. And now, O Lord, my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David, my father. And I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. Thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for a multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I might discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there is none like thee before thee, neither after these shall any rise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall be not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways and keep my statutes and my commandments, as the father David did walk, I will lengthen thy days. And Solomon woke, and behold, it was a dream, and he came to Jerusalem and stood there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and offered up burnt offerings and offered peace offerings and made a feast unto all his servants. Stopping there, we'd like to go over to the book of Deuteronomy, where it talks about the requirements of Israel. And that is the 10th chapter in the 12th verse, beginning with the 12th verse, says, and now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I commanded thee this day for thy good. Stopping there with the mistakes we made, that is the 10th chapter of Deuteronomy, the 12th through the 14th verses. Brothers and sisters, I want us to understand, God expects of us to gain knowledge of him through the fear of the Lord. And that fear is not the fear that you want to run from the Lord, but to do as this one has done and run to the Lord for help. As we had to do when we were lost, we had to come to the Lord and nobody else. We might have tried to find, just as I did with that other 10-year-old boy there, things what to learn from. But then we have to apply those things. Now, we can have all the knowledge of the Lord that we want in our intellectual mind, and if we do not have the works to follow through with it, and we have that in our heart, but unless we follow through with it, brothers and sisters, it's not going to amount to a hill of beans. Because that knowledge within us stays within us, and we're supposed to be a light to the world, as the Bible teaches us, and to go out and spread the light to others, and we can't do it unless we have the works behind it. Now, again, it says, what did it tell them to do? It says, and now, Israel, what doth the Lord God require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways? How are you going to walk without a movement? You're going to have to get up. You're going to have to go. You're going to have to take part in something and get out there and spread the word of God, brothers and sisters. So others like this one can come and hear the word of gospel. Now, you are very privileged down here. And I thought, you know, I took it for granted before I went to up north to West Virginia. We are, you know, here is a Bible Belt and very blessed with churches all around, and to hear the gospel and things of that nature. But just a few miles away, just a few hours away from here, and I say few because I mean very few, there are very few churches that want to teach the truth of God. They call themselves churches. They were set up by man or some kind of other organization of nature, of this earthly nature, but it was not set up by the Lord. It is not the Lord's church, and yet they're going out and they are witnessing and teaching people false doctrines, false ways, false teachings. They use the Bible, the King James Word of Bible that we use, the same doctrine or the same book that we use as for the doctrine of the Lord, but they change the meaning. We have to be careful about that.
Amen.
Use the wisdom of the Lord. If you've been saved, it's implanted in there. Bible says to study the Word of God and show thyself not ashamed unto God. So that's what we have to do, show ourselves not ashamed to God. How do we do that? Study the Word. Study what the God has given us, what He has allowed it to be written down, the inspired Word of God, the Holy Bible that we have. Study it. Be able to teach others to with this wisdom that He gives us.
Amen.
To go out to them and, as it says, to walk in His ways, and to love Him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, and keep His commandments. What were the commandments of the Lord? We always talk about the Ten Commandments. But I tell you what, if you love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might, and then you love your neighbor as thyself, brothers and sisters, on those two hang all the rest of the laws.
Yes. Amen.
The Bible plainly says that. Jesus said that, but He wasn't the first one. It was also in what He quoted was already written down. To love the Lord thy God. I read it here today. So what Jesus quoted was nothing new. He just quoted what was already told them to do. So we as God's children today must hang on to what has been taught to us, the truth. The truth, so that these others can seek the Lord, know what to seek for, know what we as God's children must want to tell them and break it down to where they can truly understand it, not to try to scare them into going to the Lord in that way, but to give them the desire to want what we have. I have in my lifetime, I have heard it preached many a times, if you don't find the Lord, you're bound for hell, and they try to start seeking the Lord, not knowing what they're seeking for. Because all they want to do is to be in heaven. That's their desire, to be in heaven, where it's going to be peaceful one day, where it's going to be joy one day. But how do they get there? They don't know how. People say, well, all you got to do is be baptized. My Bible don't teach that. All you got to do is accept the Lord. That's, you know, everybody accepts the Lord before they find Him. They know He's Jesus. They know that they got to turn to Him before they'll find Him. So there is an acceptance there to be made.
Amen.
Choose you this day. There's a choice.
Amen.
There's a choice there. But then it comes down to that troubled heart, a broken heart, that contritious spirit there. Contrite spirit, and a godly sorrow, longing for something that you don't have, that only the Lord can give you. Sad because you're dying and going to hell, and believe me, if they're lost, that's where they're going. We don't have a promise that they're going to wake up the next morning. This could be the last moment for them, and who's going to fall back on us? The Bible teaches us that we are to be a light to the world.
Amen.
And if we don't do what the Lord has taught us to do and told us to do, all that blood is going to come back on our hands. Those 7 years that I ran from the Lord when He called me to preach, I'm going to pay for those souls that I did not reach one day after a while. And I know that. I dread that day. I dread that day when I stand before the Lord. And He said, why didn't you go when I told you to? Because the night that I announced my calling to preach, the Lord finally said, if you're not going to do what I've called you to do, I don't need you there anymore. And I got busy because I knew that night my soul was going to be required of me. That's the way I felt. And when you get that feeling and you know that you're not going to please the Lord and you're going to stand before Him on that day of judgment, and believe me, there's going to be a day because the Bible says plainly, A lot of people are teaching today, oh, if you're saved, there's not going to be a judgment for you. My Bible says that there will be a judgment day when the Lord comes back and we shall pay for our deeds, both good and evil. That's what the Bible teaches, not Randall. That's what the Lord teaches, what the Lord said. God the Father said. Had them write it down for us. So there's the knowledge. There's the wisdom to understand it. But following through with it is the fact. Now, what is wisdom? Turn over there to the book of Proverbs. Now, we all like a successful life, don't we? We want to be successful in life, want to be successful in career, in our careers, in our jobs on earth. We want success in that so we can have a better and easier life. It's not always going to happen. And there are several young ones here tonight, which I am blessed that you are here.
Amen.
I am truly blessed. You don't know, don't truly understand until you go to some place where there are no young ones. No young ones. This church is truly blessed. I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
But wisdom is the... It refers to the skill to have a successful life in the Lord, not in a career of this world. To gain the ability to make the right choice, just he said, to discern between the good and evil, to make your understanding, to make the right decisions in life. We all have to make these decisions. We as children of God have to put the worldly decisions away for a while and turn back to the Lord and say, Lord, here am I. Send me.
Amen.
Here am I. Send me. The Lord has done that in a lot of ways, and yet I failed because I wanted to do what Randall wanted to do and not what God wanted to do. Others have suffered because of my poor decisions, my poor wisdom, if you would, to follow the instructions of the Lord. How many of us have failed to do that from time to time? More times than I like to think for myself. I don't know you, only you do. You know, I'm the only one. I'm the only one. Honey, don't give up. Don't give up. Whatever you do, don't give up from the Lord. He can save you right there in that seat as well as he can up here. I had a daughter get saved in the living room floor. Had a brother get saved at the kitchen table. My wife's father got saved walking down a train track. And so it don't matter. It's just where you trust in him.
Amen.
Believe in him. But the wisdom of the Lord. Church, don't give up.
Amen.
On the Lord. Give him your life, trust in him with all your heart, with all your soul, all your mind. And even over in the book of Mark, it says with all your strength. With all your strength. Trust in the Lord. We, as God's children, lack. We're very slackful. The Lord is not slacking. The Bible teaches us that. We are very slackful when it comes to serving the Lord the way we're supposed to. Again, as I read there or mentioned earlier in the book of Proverbs, it does say the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Right.
How foolish have we as children of God been throughout our lives because we are ready to fear man rather than fear the Lord.
Amen.
Bible tells us not to fear man who can destroy the body, but to fear God who can destroy both body and soul in hell. But I'm saved. I'm not going to hell. Have you ever been chastised because you haven't followed the Lord? That's not a very comfortable feeling, is it? Not just a little spanking either that we get. Boy, it can be a hard lick from the Lord when he takes things to try to bring you down humbly. Brings you down humbly, whether it's through your health, whether it's through something that you might have, All these things, God can use them for his good. Not yours, not mine, but for his. And that applies for this wisdom. And it may be a moving topic here. I don't know. But that's just for the Lord to lead on. But we are to gain the knowledge of the Lord. We're supposed to gain the wisdom of the Lord. We're to be able to discern between the bad and the good. Oh, how wonderful it would be for a lost soul to get saved tonight.
Amen.
How wonderful it would be for someone to even, if there'd be someone here that needed to join the church, it would be a wonderful thing for you to do what the Lord would have you to do. Not what I would want, but what the Lord wants. Jesus, there at the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed, "Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me." Jesus did not want to suffer that. But then he turned around and he said, "Not my will, but let thy will be done." That's what we need to say. Are we not supposed to be Christ-like Christians, is what we're called today? There's many people out there who call themselves Christians that are far from Christ. So be careful when you compare to others that call themselves that. Know what the Word says. Get the wisdom of the Word. Study your Word. And you'll gain it from the Lord. And then trust in the Lord and let him lead and guide you. I hope and pray that this church, the light has shined a long way from your little revival here. On the website or your internet or Facebook, however it is, I've seen pictures of it up there in West Virginia. Got thrills over, spiritual thrills, happiness. Knowing what was going on. Knowing for some reason the Lord had sending me down this way.
Amen.
To come to this church that has gotten revived. As today it said over there at Old Macedonia Church, the Lord blessed. They had three to join over there today.
Amen.
Two on the altar seeking. Those two did not show any evidence of salvation. Maybe they got saved, maybe they didn't. I don't know. That's between them and the Lord. But at least they came seeking, just like this young one did tonight. Let's encourage that more. We can show them the way through the Word, through the directions of the Bible. But it's up to them. They have to seek. They have to find. And when they believe with all their heart, soul, and mind, when that little hand from the Lord comes down, and I speak of this as metaphorically, but it comes down and it just reaches down and lifts you up like it did me that night. Oh, what a joy. Joy unspeakable. It's a joy. Think back to the moment you got saved. Think back to that. It might have been a very peaceful moment for you. I don't know. Just the peace was there. Somebody might have got up and shouted. That's between you and the Lord. The thing of it is, you believed. And from that moment on, you became a new creature in the Lord to serve the Lord. You put your full trust in him, or he wouldn't have saved you.
That's right.
Now, keep using that full trust in the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, that's all I've got to say tonight. It might have been short, might have been weak. I don't know, but it came from the Lord.
Amen.
And it won't go out in vain if you'll pay attention to the Word.
Amen.
Use it in the way he would have you to. Go out to this community of yours, which, I mean, you've got a beautiful church building. Acoustics in here are wonderful. To me, I don't believe I would have needed a mic or anything of that nature for to get sound out there.
Amen.
But God has blessed you.
Amen.
Use these blessings from the Lord and make the Lord more glorified.
Yes.
Give him the honor and glorify.
Amen.
Let the light shine from this building. People for miles around will want to come and say, "They've got something over there I don't have." Don't let the media stir it up. Let the Spirit stir it up.
Amen.
Let the Spirit stir it up. He will. I'm so thankful for this church. It's been a long time since I was able to come this way. And if it be the Lord's will, I would love to come back someday. But I'll do it on the Lord's will. And, you know, and the invitation of the church, of course. But I want to do it with the Lord. Not on my will, but the Lord's. I want Him to be happy. I love that song, "I Want the Lord to be Satisfied with Me." That's my favorite song and verses in it. I want my life to be what He would have it be. You know, that's what I want. And when I get to that great eternity, His smile. Think about that. When you go lay that crown down at His feet, those of you that are saved, if you're lost, you don't have a crown to lay down at His feet. You don't have that salvation to go to Him and say, "I thank you, Lord, for saving my soul." But you can go to Him, and then He looks down and He smiles on you. Welcome home. Welcome home. That's the promise I have.
Amen.
It's not just a hope or might to thing. I know I'm going.
Amen.
I found it there that night. The Lord reached down and saved my soul when I believed. Truly believed. Not thinking. I a lot of people don't do this, but I was taught this as a little boy. There is a big difference the way we use the word believe today. The word believe does not mean I think it's that way or I believe it's that way. It could be, could not, might not be. I don't really believe what I know.
Amen.
I know where I'm going beyond the shadow of a doubt. So if something happens to me tonight, don't worry about my soul. This old flesh is done gone then. Don't worry about it. But it's going to be raised again one day after a while.
Amen.
And that's the great thing about it. Heaven's my home. I long to go there a lot of times. I long there. But the Lord's not through with me here yet. And I want to do what the Lord would have me to do. I've been doing it, pastoring churches since 1990, called to preach when I was just a teenager, just before I graduated high school, and began preaching in 1987. And it was just 84. Began preaching 84. That's when it was. Yeah. I had to think about back that day. Yeah, and back since 84.
Amen.
And so it's just been a great joy to serve the Lord. But I'm thankful for the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, to be able to discern between the true Spirit of God and the false teachings of the devil. Can you do that? We're going to struggle with it from time to time. But study the word. Ask questions. Go to your, as the Bible calls us, elders. We don't know everything. But God will get you the answer some way. Just trust in the Lord is what you must do. Trust in Him first. You'll receive blessings then. So this is our message. I'm going to turn back over to the brother.